January 11, 1922. The souls who live in the divine will be for the body of the church like skin to the body, and will bring to all of its members the circulation of life. Finding myself in my usual state, I was thinking about the holy divine will, and I said to myself, all the children of the church are members of the mystical body, of which Jesus is the head. What place will the souls who do the will of God occupy in this mystical body? And Jesus, always benign, on coming, told me, my daughter, the church is my mystical body, of which I glory in being the head. But in order to enter this mystical body, the members must grow to a proper stature, otherwise they would deform my body. But, alas! How many not only do not have the due proportion, but are rotten, wounded, so much as to be disgusting to my head and to the other healthy members. Now, the souls who live, or will live in my will be for the body of my church like skin to the body. The body has internal skin and external skin, and because in the skin there is the blood circulation which gives life to the whole body, it is by virtue of this circulation that the members reach the proper stature. If it wasn't for the skin and for the blood circulation, the human body would be horrible to the sight, and its members would not grow to the due proportion. Now, see how these souls who live in my will are necessary to me. Since I have destined them to be like skin to the body of my church, and like circulation of life for all the members, they will be the ones who will give the proper growth to the members which have not grown. Who will heal the wounded members, and who will restore the freshness, the beauty, the splendor of the whole mystical body by their continuous living in my will, rendering it fully similar to my head, which will sit in full majesty upon all those members. This is why the end of days cannot come if I do not have these souls who live as though dissolved in my will. They interest me more than anything. What impression would this mystical body make in the celestial Jerusalem without them? And if this is what interests me more than anything, it must interest you also more than anything, if you love me. From now on, I will give to your acts done in my will the virtue of circulation of life for the whole mystical body of the church. Just like the blood circulation in the human body, your acts, extended within the immensity of my will extend over all and will cover these members like skin, giving them proper growth. Therefore, be attentive and faithful. Then, afterwards, I was praying, all abandoned in the will of Jesus, and almost without thinking, I said, my love, everything in your will, my little pains, my prayers, my heartbeat, my breathing, all I am and all I can, united to all that you are, so as to give proper growth to the members of the mystical body. In hearing me, Jesus made himself seen again, and smiling with satisfaction, added, how beautiful it is to see my truths in your heart as fount of life immediately having the development and the effect for which they have communicated themselves. Therefore, correspond with me, and as soon as I see one truth developed, I will make it an honor for myself to make another fount of truth arise.